If you know something, say something. That's the message being put out there by those who are still looking for answers in the case of Derek Ritz, whose story is a complex one given that he went missing over 8 years ago and there is still no progress in finding out what happened to him. It was January 1, 2017 when Ritz was last seen in the early morning hours, roughly around 3 a.m. Ritz was seen getting into a vehicle in the Aventon Road area in Sebringville and hasn't been seen since. Shelley Smith, speaking on behalf of the Facebook group, Justice for Ritzy, knew Derek personally. She believes that Ritz was killed and his body disposed of. "We are pretty sure he is gone," Smith said. "He would have reached out to someone, most likely his best friend, but even he hasn't heard anything." The not-for-profit organization Please Bring Me Home has gotten involved. The organization's goal is to solicit tips and investigate missing persons' cold cases from across Canada. Carrie, whose last name will not be shared due to the privacy of her work, was approached about Ritz's case by Smith. "She submitted an intake to our site, and we responded to that," Carrie said. "I started by performing interviews with those who were in his immediate circle, including Shelley, an ex-wife, his son, Derek's best friend, and an officer who has overseen the case." Carrie says she started at square one when starting her investigation, but it was clear early on that Ritz's life was filled with trauma, and that his story is also one of redemption and addiction. At a young age, Derek left his home in London due to abuse in the family before finding his way to Stratford, Carrie said. "He had a lot of pain to deal with along with a lot of childhood trauma including abandonment, but he was able to get and hold a good job, but then the addictions took over. With addictions there comes individuals who are like-minded, so even if you think you can get away from the addiction, your circle of friends are also addicts, so that makes it very difficult to get out." Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police confirmed that the investigation is considered open and they are asking all witnesses to come forward. However, according to Carrie, witnesses are afraid of the repercussions of coming forward. "The issue with Derek's case is the individuals suspected of being with him near the end of his life have created an environment in Stratford where people are very scared of them, and they are scared for their lives," she said. Friends and the Please Bring Me Home organization believe that Ritz is no longer alive, but without remains nothing is 100% positive. In this case the rumors are, and some have a shred of truth to them, that Derek's life was taken from him, said Carrie. "His remains appear to have been dealt with in a way that there would not be much trace left, which makes this case very difficult." In the United States, trials without a body have been taking place more and more, but in Canada it is much more rare and new. So taking a case to the Crown without a body is a difficult but albeit not impossible situation, said Carrie. "So in doing so we need to make sure that evidence is given to police, and we believe that there were a handful of people or more there that night, so we urge people to have the courage to come forward. We also believe there is a video that's been floating around the public that we would like to see brought forward." Investigators, along with Please Bring Me Home, continue to investigate, while Shelley Smith meanwhile continues to advocate for Ritz, who she fondly remembers. "He was always kind and funny, and all the girls thought he was cute. When he was younger, I don't think there were many girls in Stratford who didn't find him very handsome," she said.